It's time now for Thriving in Orange, an exclusive feature made possible by Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program. Got a monthly conversation designed to showcase some of the great small businesses of our community, and you know there's a lot of them, who have received grants from the county to help continue to grow and thrive. That Small Business Investment Grant Program was launched in 2015. It's an important financial assistance resource that receives $150,000 each year from Article 46 to support the growth and retention of Orange County's many small businesses, one of which is the Franklin Street Yoga Center, which goes back to 2007. They're located in the courtyard on West Franklin Street, and we are joined this morning by Lori Hernandez, who is the founder of the Franklin Street Yoga Center. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. Thanks for having me here.
So tell us about the origin story of Franklin Street Yoga Center. What's your background and what inspired you to open this all the way back in 07?
So I graduated from UNC in 88, grew up in North Carolina, moved to the Philadelphia area, and was one of those people that was doing aerobics 6-7 days a week in the 90s. And our gym in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, a yoga teacher rented the space. He had been hired by the Philadelphia Eagles football team by their new owner.
All right.
And he was their strength and conditioning coach. And I took one yoga class.
Mm.
And that was it.
Nice.
And then in 2005, I moved back home to North Carolina to be closer to my family. And I knew that I could only live in Chapel Hill. So I moved back in 2006. And I came from a style of yoga where that was the only style offered at that studio. And so when I moved here, there were two great studios already here, but they offered everything in the world. And so to be consistent, it was hard as a yoga practitioner. And so I started teaching in the area, and then I was walking. This was when 123 West Franklin used to have Time Out and Travis Jewelers, and I was walking through that complex, and there was an empty space. And I was like, this is it. I have to do this. And it was also so close to campus, and I wanted to be close to the students.
What was that day like deciding to and putting that signature down?
I mean, I remember walking by the space and thinking this is going to be a huge decision.
Yeah.
Huge. But I had also come from being in sales where I was 100% commission. And I thought, you know, it's not going to be any different. And the wonderful thing about Chapel Hill is that we always get a new influx of people all the time.
Yep.
I like to call our town a vampire town. It never ages. But, but anyway, so yeah, it was a big decision.
I want t-shirts made of that. That's awesome. Yeah.
Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's where everything started. And we outgrew that space within 2 years. We were turning people away at the door. And so then they moved me to the other end of that complex near Fine Feathers. And then they came to us in 2012 and said, we're tearing all this down. And so I moved in 2013 to the courtyard, and that's where I've been since then.
Speaking with Lori Hernandez, Franklin Street Yoga Center is the business, and kind of fitting, this kind of got its start with the Philadelphia Eagles back in 20 years ago. So now you work with private clients, but also with athletes, right? Mm-hmm. UNC volleyball, women's lacrosse, field hockey, fencing, men's golf. What does yoga do for athletes?
Well, most athletes will tell you they are tight, and if they've been playing sports since, you know, little kid age, they've been tight most of their life. And so just like the everyday population, people will come in and say they have a tight back, but usually it's that they have tight hips. Mm. And so with athletes especially, you know, they're efforting so much that they need to stretch. And so that's where I come in. And it could be like most of the athletes I work with, they're coming off the field, off the court, and I'll offer athletic recovery to kind of get their body back to neutral after all, you know, the energy and the effort of what they're putting out. One time I have worked with the fencing team before they were getting ready to get on a bus to travel to Penn State.
Mm.
So I come in different ways, but most of it is athletic recovery and stretching, which we all need. We all need that.
And kind of following up on that, if people are considering trying yoga for the first time, like, how do they get into it? Like, what's the experience like?
You have to show up.
Right.
My feeling is, whatever you do, keep moving. Whether it's yoga, Zumba, walking, whatever it is, just keep moving as we age. With yoga, if you haven't moved in a while or if it's new to you, you may have to give it a couple of sessions. I mean, you may not have that first time feeling that I did, where I was just like at home immediately. And when anything is new, it can be uncomfortable. And that can not rub us the right way, and people kind of give up too easily on a lot of things that's new in their life. So I would say just keep coming back. Look for new, for beginner classes. And we have those on our schedule. So that it's a great way to kind of ease your way in.
Yoga is kind of unique among athletic regimens because it's physical, but it's also spiritual, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that, how do you work with that?
Well, so you have the physical part,
right,
which is strength and stretch. And then you have the mental part,
right,
which is realizing that you are not your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You have 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day. 90% of the thoughts you have today are the same thoughts you had yesterday.
Big time.
Hopefully you're positive. But anyway, you know, when on your mat, we get you to focus on your breath. How your breath goes is how the moment goes. And so that you respond to life rather than react to life. And then when you're moving and breathing, you start to notice your habits, your tendencies, how you show up when the moment might be challenging or whatever it is. And then you start to get to know yourself on a much deeper level. And at some point, kind of yoga becomes your life, but then it can change to your life becomes yoga.
Yeah.
And it's all about taking care of yourself, showing up differently for others. You know, we interact with so many people on a different, you know, on any given day, and we leave a part of us with them. And so how do we want to leave people? And our yoga practice can help us with that.
I love it. We're speaking with Lori Hernandez, founder of Franklin Street Yoga Center in the courtyard on West Franklin Street. This is Thriving in Orange, made possible by Orange County Economic Development. We're talking in this series with businesses who have received grants from the Small Business Investment Grant through Orange County, and that includes you. So how did that help you thrive?
Well, it was in the beginning of COVID.
Right.
And our business, like all the gyms and anything that was physical in that sense, we were closed until September of 2020. Like physically, no one could come in. And so my landlord kind of worked with me. You know, he gave me a discount if I signed a longer lease. So that was kind of interesting. But I knew I still had to have some resource of financial income coming in. So I started looking around for lots of grants. And I found the Orange County website and started filling out the application. And I was also used to it because of PPP and having to send in all that financial information. And I also was assigned at some point along the way, I started working with Joel Harper, who helps the SBA, but also he's at Kenan Flagler Business School. And he was kind of part of my process of guiding me of how to complete the application. And once we were awarded the grant, which was incredible, I mean, I really was like on pins and needles hoping we would get it, and we did. It helped me be able to hire more teachers, to start opening back up, because even then, I don't think we had gotten the vaccines until spring of 2021, maybe a little later. So it still helped me reopen, get new teachers on the schedule, get new time slots, and just keep moving forward.
People want to find you online. Where can they go?
FranklinStreetYoga.com. We don't spell out street, so it's ST, but just look up Franklin Street Yoga, and yeah, very accessible.
FranklinStYoga.com for the Franklin Street Yoga Center. You can also find them on Google. Or speaking with Lori Hernandez from the Franklin Street Yoga Center on West Franklin Street, right by the courtyard. As we wrap up, what else should folks know about you or about the center?
So we are celebrating 16 years. I mean, life on Franklin Street in general can be a little stressful in the sense of small business, but we made it. We made it through COVID. We are offering an outdoor yoga class, which we do twice a year, in the Forest Theater. And
cool.
It's beautiful. It's spectacular.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Peaceful. And it's going to be, the first one will be on Sunday, July 16th at 10:30 a.m. It's to benefit Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary. So whenever we do this, we always donate to a nonprofit. And then the other one will be on Sunday, August 27th, our 16th anniversary, also in the Forest Theater.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Again, franklinstyoga.com for more on Franklin Street Yoga and orangecountync.gov for more on Orange County, including Orange County Economic Development, which brings the Small Business Investment Grant Program and also makes this conversation possible as part of Thriving in Orange. Laura Hernandez, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.